language problems. A couple of language-related problems that just won't go away. There are a number of language questions that still haven't been answered. Two of the biggest are 1. What is the origin of language? And 2. How do we acquire our first language? 1. What is the origin of language? In a world surrounded by language, you'd think that we knew how languages started, but we don't. The problem is that there's no record of early spoken language. There were no recorders back then, so it's practically impossible to say. Scientists seem fairly sure that humans and chimpanzees began to evolve separately about 6 million years ago. So, language couldn't have come before then. But when did we stop using animal language, growls, barks, and howls, and start using the complex system of symbols that is modern language? At the very beginning of the genus Homo, some 4 or 5 million years ago? Or with the advent of modern man, Cro-Magnon, about 125,000 years ago? Did the Neanderthals speak? Their brains were larger than ours, but their voice boxes seemed to be higher in the throat, like those of apes. Unfortunately, we'll never know for sure. Related to this is the question of how modern language started. There are several theories. One suggests that language was originally based on onomatopoeia, imitations of natural sounds to represent actual objects or actions, with words such as moo for a cow, crash for something falling, buzz for a flying insect, and meow for a cat. Others say that language began with interjections, instinctive cries such as oh for surprise, ouch for pain, and mmm for pleasure, and it developed from there. Once again, we'll never know. 2. How do we acquire our first language? This area of study is known as first language acquisition. There are two theories. The first is based on behaviorist ideas put forward by the social philosopher B.F. Skinner. He suggested that a baby's brain is blank and that it acquires language through interaction with its environment, especially from communication with his or her parents. However, this theory was countered by the world-famous linguist Noam Chomsky. He argued that all humans have a universal grammar, a set of rules in our brains that can be used to generate human language. Chomskyan linguists believe that this universal grammar exists in some part of our brain in a language organ that all humans possess but no other animals have. They argue that the ease and speed with which children learn language is proof that it can't just be down to conditioning by the parents. So, what do you think?